George.
Yes, sir.
I've told Clint Anderson that we take his recommendation of the Department of Interior, Department of Defense, and Special Task Force of his, and I just called him in Anchorage, Alaska, and told him we'd take that to rebuild and repair the facilities of the railroad, including the reestablishment of rail service to Seward with dock, yard, and warehouse facilities consistent with projected requirements. So he's got a letter, and I'll send a letter in to you, and you can announce it either tonight or in the morning. He's announcing it in the speech up there tonight.
Okay, sir.
Any other news?
No, sir. I've got a meeting of the PIOs now, gathering what information I can. And if by any chance...
Did you ever talk to that AP photographer?
Yes, sir.
What did he say?
I talked to the reporter.
What did he say?
He said, well, this is what he saw, and he wrote it.
Yeah, well, his picture, though, shows that he's a dog standing on his hind heels, and nothing thing hurts him doing that. He barks all the time. He's been in there barking a dozen times today. Who was it, Doug Cornell?
Yes, sir.
I don't know what that sumbitch looks like, and I'll give him a silent treatment for a while. Did he carry on the interviews with everybody over the nation, too?
Is he what, sir?
Did he carry on the interviews with all the Fed experts?
That came in from their bureaus.
So he's got a great feeling for hurting a dog, huh?
Well, I strongly suspect it's just from his standpoint of the story, sir.
Okay.
Incidentally, sir, I'll be through here in about a half an hour. Do you, if you do tomorrow, and I realize that's entirely if, would it be something you'd want to do here?
I believe I'd do it over at State Department if we had any good substance.
We may have, and I'm getting a lot of raw material, which we might be able to whip out.
I'd probably go over there and do it. We might do it Thursday, get it out, and let's look at it in the morning and see what's good.
Right.
Maybe we ought to give them a day's notice.
I think so. Actually, to do this thing right, they usually come in around 5 or 6 in the morning and start setting up for about 4 in the afternoon, but they don't have to do it that far. You can figure they can do it in 2 hours. That's pushing awful hard. 3 hours is pretty fair, but for a real top-notch job, they should have 7 or 8 hours.
Okay.
You bet, sir.